From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, has pleaded guilty to charges of lying to the FBI in connection with the ongoing probe in Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election. We get more correspondent Jim Malone with some context.
Flynn admitted lying to FBI agents about the details of his contacts with the Russian ambassador during the presidential transition period before Donald Trump was inaugurated. The president kept a low profile at the White House in the wake of Flynn's court appearance, stepping before cameras briefly to greet Libya's prime minister. White House lawyer Ty Cobb issued a statement noting that nothing about the plea deal implicates anyone other than Flynn. But Flynn's acknowledgement that he is cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller could spell more trouble down the road for the president, says Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
Bob Mueller must be getting very substantial cooperation from General Flynn if this is the plea agreement.
Throughout the Mueller probe, Trump has insisted there was no collusion between his campaign and the Russians in meddling in the election. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
The United States Senate has passed a historic $1.5 trillion tax cut bill. It was championed by House Republican and Senate Republican leaders. And the Senate bill and the House of Representatives version must now be reconciled before the president signs it into law. Republicans have argued that the cuts are necessary to further stimulate the economy, but Democrats have argued that most of the cuts go to corporations and the very, very wealthy, while those in the middle class and other economic groups will bear the brunt of new tax cuts over time. This is VOA News. Honduras has suspended some constitutional rights and imposed a 10-day curfew in an effort to control protests that have sprung up after last Sunday's disputed presidential election. Authorities report at least one protester has died in the unrest. Arab media is reporting Egypt and Russia are on the verge of signing a military cooperation agreement that would allow each side to use the other's airspace and air bases over a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian is in Cairo with more.
Egypt's red carpet welcome for visiting Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has set in motion a military rapprochement between Cairo and Moscow after months of hesitation and more than 45 years of hostility following former Egyptian President Anwar Sadat's expulsion of Soviet military advisors from the country in 1972. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev signed the draft deal with Egypt inked by Shoigu, which will allow each side to use the other's military facilities and airspace for a period of 5 years. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The wife of Princeton student Xinyi Wang has imprisoned in Tehran on spying charges while conducting dissertation research in Iran, is imploring President Trump to intervene in her husband's case, saying the White House is the focus of her hope now. In an interview with Beijing's VOA Mandarin service, she said she hopes the White House and Trump administration will help. Wang, who was born in China, is a U.S. citizen enrolled in a doctoral program at Princeton University. A website associated with Iran's judiciary said Wang, quote, collected a lot of classified information during the course of his academic work in Iran. He was detained in August 2016 and was subsequently convicted of, quote, collaborating with foreign governments. And he was sent to prison after that verdict. Former U.S. President Barack Obama and Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama met in New Delhi to discuss promoting peace in the world. Obama, who is on a three-nation tour, also met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi in India, where he arrived after visiting China. Former U.S. president also addressed a town hall meeting with about 280 people. He next travels to France. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan said Saturday recently launched joint strikes against the Taliban. Sources of revenue have destroyed more than $50 million worth of narcotics in the southern Helmand province. Afghanistan produces about 85% of the world's illicit narcotics. Income generated from the drug fuels 60% of their funding. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.